Hello, this is Kevin Bullard with Mears Works, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for today's lesson, which is called Real Love. Whenever I think about real love, I immediately think back to the R&B singer Jody Watley, who had a song a decade and a half ago called Real Love. And in this song, she said that's what she was looking for. And I think really Jody captures the essence of what everyone is saying. I want someone who was going to love me for who I am. I want someone who was going to authentically love me, not because of what I can do for them solely, but they love me just because they love me. I think that there are a lot of people who are married and they are being loved or being given some semblance of love just because they have a lot of money. And as long as they have a lot of money, then they're going to continue to be loved. And then I think there are some people who are being loved or being given a semblance of love just because they have power. They have a lot of influence. Or in some cases, they could just have a great body. They could just be really good sexually. And so as long as they are good sexually, then they're going to be given love, or what I'm going to call a semblance of love. But you know what? That's not real love. And it certainly doesn't line up with what the scripture tells us. We are told in Romans chapter 12, verse 9, love your spouse sincerely. And that is the big idea for today's message. If you don't get anything outside of the message today, I want you to take this away, that you are called to love your spouse sincerely. You are called to love your spouse genuinely. There should be authenticity with your love. I just thought about an unveiling I went to almost a year ago. Well, it's been well over a year at this point. There is an artist who was brought in to paint a picture of a historic building on the campus where I work. And he had the original print, and he signed the print to show that it truly was one of a kind, to show that it was authentic. And then he gave one of those to the chancellor. And he wanted to show that this print is authentic. And there was a number written on the print just so the people who bought it would know, you know what? This is an authentic print. This is not a fake. This is the real deal, Holyfield. And when it comes to loving our spouse, that is what we should be given. We should be given love that is real. Now, why? Why should we give real love? Well, I'm going to give you a couple of reasons, as I always do, for the big idea. So here's the first reason why. Phonies are eventually exposed. If you are a phony, you will be exposed. You will be unmasked. It is hypocritical for you to love your spouse for what he or she can do for you and not for what you can do for her or him. It is hypocritical for you to base your love or to even measure your love out based on your spouse's performance. What does that mean? It means this. Let's say that your spouse has been doing just a wonderful job lately at meeting your needs and taking care of you or just doing whatever. I mean, your spouse has just been great, has been so supportive. And so as long as your spouse is doing those things, man, your love has just been awesome. But let's say your spouse stopped catering to you the way he or she was previously. And so you decide, well, hey, shoot, you stop catering to me, you're going to stop getting this love that I've been giving you. And so then you withdraw your love. And then you start making your spouse beg for your love. And your spouse is like, what the heck? What happened to all this love you're giving me? And even if you don't come out and say why you took it away, in your mind you're thinking, you took the love away from me. You took away from me, so I'm taking away from you. That, my friend, is hypocritical love. That is love that is not real. That is love that is performance-based. Just think about if God's love for you was based on your performance. How would you like that? Now, a lot of us think that God's love for us is based on our performance, but truly, it's not. God's love for us is based on His love for us. His love is based on the fact that he sent Jesus to die for us. His love for us is constant and steady regardless of what we do or do not do. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 says that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. God's love is steady. God's love is real. God's love is always there. And so we need to follow suit. God's love is not hypocritical. God's love is not phony. God's love is there. And that is the second reason why we need to give our spouse real love. God's love towards you is sincere. God is overflowing with goodness. He's overflowing with kindness. And Romans 2:4 says that it is that kindness that draws a person to repentance. And so that is a type of that's the kind of love. Maybe your spouse has not been firing on all cylinders lately. Maybe your spouse is currently in a state of being where he or she is just kind of flipped. I remember talking to a couple one time where the wife said that her husband had just completely flipped the script. He had been out of town for a week, and while he was out of town, he emptied out the bank accounts, and this was not the same person that she knew. All of a sudden, this husband was just, who is this guy? Who has he become? And so she has a decision to make. She can love him genuinely, even though he's not showing love, or she can base her love for him on how he treats her. But let me tell you this right here. If you base your love for your spouse on how your spouse treats you, your marriage will never mature. Your marriage will never grow to the fullness of which God wants it to be and which it can be, just because a marriage cannot grow where there is not real love. Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago that phonies are eventually exposed. A scripture to back this up, Luke chapter 8, verse 17 says, "For there is nothing hidden that shall not be disclosed, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come out into the open." And then Luke 12, 2 says, "Nothing is so closely covered up that it will not be revealed." Here's the thing. If you are not authentically loving your spouse, if you are playing a game and trying to pull the wool over your spouse's eyes, and you're giving out some semblance of a love just to get something from your spouse, the light will shine on you at some point. The game you're playing will come to an end, and you will be exposed as a phony. Now, I don't say this to scare you, but rather I say it just to warn you that God does not play around with hypocrites. Jesus' harshest rebukes were saved for the religious leaders whom he called hypocrites because they said one thing and practiced another. There are so many opportunities for each of us to practice being hypocritical with our love towards our spouse. And we have to resist that temptation, and we have to say, "Lord, please help me to love my spouse truly." Now, how do we do that? How do you love your spouse genuinely? How do you honestly cater towards your spouse? How do you give to your spouse because you want to give to your spouse and not just to get or take from your spouse? Well, that answer is found in the scriptures. The scripture says, "Have a strict regard for truth and pure motives." And that is found in Titus chapter 2, verse 7, the Amplified Translation. Again, it says, "Have a strict regard for truth and pure motives." Whenever you are very concerned about the truth, whenever you are very concerned about your motives being pure, about your conscience being pure, then you will automatically begin to love your spouse with an authentic love. One of the things that the Apostle Paul talked about a lot in his epistles was the fact that he had a clear conscience. And in other places, he said that he had defrauded no one. What does that mean? That means that his love was sincere. There was no duplicity there. He wasn't doing one thing over here, then doing something else over there. Now, In actuality, he did get on the Apostle Peter, because Peter was being fake in his love. You may recall at one point, Paul said to Peter, "How is it that when the other Jews aren't here that you eat with the Gentiles, but whenever the other Jews show up, you're no longer eating with the Gentiles?" He said, "You're a hypocrite, Peter. You're being fake." And what we have to do is constantly examine ourselves to make sure that we are being real, make sure that we have a strict regard for truth, and that our conscience is clean. Well, how do we do that? Psalm 139, verse 23 says, "Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." I love that request because it is saying to God, shine the light on me. Get out the microscope. Peel back the layers. Take the covers off. See what's really there, Lord. Open the door. Dig around in here. Dig into the recesses of my heart and show me. Now, here's the thing. Whenever you ask the Lord to do that and you really mean it, He's going to do it, and you are not always going to like what you see, because God will expose the parts of our heart that are not true. He will expose the parts of our heart that are not real. He will expose the parts of our heart that are sinful. He will expose the parts of our heart that are just narcissists and all about us, and where we're trying to get over at our mate's expense. When God shows that to you, please understand that He still loves you. Please understand that He already knew it was there. He's just showing it to you. Please understand that He still wants to use you. He just needs you to work with Him to have that stuff flush from your heart. He needs you to hook up with Him. He is divine, remember, and you are the branch. He needs you to hook up with Him so that all of who He is, the essence of who He is truth. He is love. He is righteousness. He is genuine. He is holy. The essence of who He is can flow into you, and then you can begin to honestly and truly and sincerely and reliably and consistently love your spouse the same way He loves you. Jesus prayed in John 17. He said that the same love that is inside of Him, the same love with which the Father loved Him, Jesus, is inside of us. That means the same love that God loves Jesus with is inside your heart. And then Romans 5 says that the love of God has been shed abroad, or has been poured out into our hearts, by the Holy Spirit. That means that we have the same capacity. We have the same love. We have the same software inside of our hearts to love our spouse with that Jesus loves us with. That's real love. That's sincere love. That's love that is not based on performance. That is love that is based on Jesus dying on a cross. That is love that is based on, I am going to give to you because it is the right thing to do. That is love that is based on, I love God, and so I am going to sow into your life my love to make you a better person. When you do those things, my friend, when you open up your heart to love your spouse with the same love that Jesus loves you with, you will love your spouse sincerely, no doubt about it. So let's review. The big idea for this lesson is you are to love your spouse sincerely. Why? Number one, because phonies are eventually exposed. Phonies are always exposed. People who are hypocrites, people who are two-faced, they are always exposed. The second reason you should love your spouse sincerely is because God's love toward you is sincere. His love for you was constant. God's love for you is real. So how do you do that? You have a strict regard for truth and pure motives. You want your conscience to be right. John Wooden said, "There is no softer pillow than a clear conscience." You want to be able to say, "I love my mate because I love my mate. And even though my mate does wonderful things for me, even if my mate did not, with God's help, I would still give real love." Well, how do you check to see if whether or not your love is real? You pray what the psalmist prayed in Psalm 139. "Search me thoroughly, O God. and know my heart. Dig into the corners, into the nooks and the crannies. See who I am. Show me truth. Show me who I am, God. Try me and know my thoughts. And then make me pure. Give me pure motives. Give me a strict regard for the truth so that I can love my spouse sincerely. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for loving us sincerely. Thank you, Lord, for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Lord, that your love for us is real. Your love for us is steady. God, you've given us the ability to love our spouse the exact same way. The same love that you love Jesus with has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's already there. So God, as we connect with you, you being the vine and we being the branches, we will receive wisdom and the ability to love the same way you love, God. Father, it is not always easy to love sincerely. There are times when we are dealing and battling our selfishness. God, there are times when we are just being arrogant and we're just thinking about ourselves. Father, we repent for those. Father, please help us to be like you. Help us to be true and to be kind and to be real. Help us to esteem our neighbor higher than we esteem ourselves. Help us to love sincerely. Help us to be givers. Help us to be investors and not just takers, God. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this message called Real Love. I encourage you to ask God to search your heart. I encourage you to check your heart for truth. And finally, I encourage you to guard your conscience so that you can love your spouse sincerely. Until next time, thanks for joining me. And this is Kevin Bullard reminding you that marriage works.